West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. 28 polling places open in Carroll County on Tuesday. Following 3 weeks of early voting, the March 18th special election ends at 7 o'clock this evening. Only one question on the ballot, and I'm summarizing here. Should consumers continue to pay the 1% sales tax on goods for a new five-year period? The revenue generated from that tax benefiting the Carroll County Schools District, Carrollton City Schools District, and Bremen City Schools District, going towards voter-approved capital projects and to retire existing general obligation debt. On Friday's WLBB Community Voice, a group of concerned citizens explained why they are voting no.
East Bloss was sold as a way to save the taxpayers money on property taxes, but in the last 5 years, property taxes have increased 70% from $37 million to $63 million. That's the East Bloss not saving the taxpayer money. And we believe it's been irresponsible spending in that budget that our Board of Education's have approved.
And Carroll County and Carrollton City's bricks and mortar investment doesn't seem to be producing academic results for our kids.
And on last Wednesday's WLBB Community Voice, local schools superintendents explained why they encourage support for the 2025 East Blast question. Both programs are archived online at newstalk1330.com. Pickens County, South Carolina, Sheriff Tommy Blankenship on Monday stating that large group official efforts to find missing hiker Stephanie Womack have concluded. Womack, a Temple resident, was last seen at her campsite at Table Rock State Park 2 weeks ago.
Our agency has worked tirelessly alongside Pickens County Emergency Management. Despite our efforts, we've been unable to locate her. Throughout the search, law enforcement has pursued every available lead and has utilized every resource at our disposal. We've also worked in close coordination with state, local, and federal authorities. At this time, we have absolutely no reason to suspect foul play in Stephanie's disappearance. Her family has been completely cooperative and unwavering in their support of our search efforts. They remain hopeful.
Sheriff Blankenship says Womack's family has expressed interest in organizing volunteer efforts in hopes of bringing Stephanie home.
While our large group official efforts have concluded, the Pickens County Sheriff's Office remains committed to assisting in any way possible, and Stephanie's case will remain open. Our thoughts and our prayers remain with Stephanie's friends and family through these difficult times.
52-year-old Womack is an Army veteran and president of the nonprofit 337 Foundation, which serves military veterans by providing housing and supportive services to veterans in the West Georgia community. The City of Villarrica's Planning and Zoning Commission on Tuesday considering ordinance amendments regulating smoke shops, vape shops, tobacco stores, and medical marijuana dispensaries. City Council in 2024 approved two consecutive six-month moratoriums on approving the mentioned types of businesses so that community development could evaluate current zoning regulations. This came after growing concerns over the regulation of smoke shops, vape shops, tobacco stores, and medical marijuana dispensaries. New regulations could limit operations of these types of businesses to the C2 zoning district with a special exception. The proposed text amendments will establish separation requirements from sensitive uses, prohibit rezoning within the central business district, and provide clear definitions for vaping products and businesses. Existing businesses would be classified as legal non-conforming uses and must comply with updated standards for future changes. After months of construction, the city of Carrollton will celebrate the grand opening of the Lakeshore Pickleball Complex on March 29th. The event will feature free beginner instruction in what has become one of the country's most popular sports. Attendees can also enjoy open play, kids' activities, and vendors at the 19-court complex at 116 Lumpkin Drive. Paddles and balls will be available on site for the day. The city is working with the West Georgia Pickleball Association to help facilitate the court's use. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.